to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's svara, that an Eved Kenani cannot accept his own shtar, Eved Kenani mal sheyasa shliach lekabel gita miyad rabbi. Can the Eved Kenani appoint a shliach? Can he make a messenger to accept his own shtar or not? What's the svara? Kivun de gomel olam isha. Since he learns out from Isha that the get shikr has to be into somebody else's rishus, so he learns out lolam isha, he learns out hilchas shtar shikr from hilchas get isha. So if so, I'll tell you it's mamish kisha, like your wife. Just like your wife could appoint a shliach to accept her get, who didn't ever also should be able to appoint a shliach to accept his get. Or his shtar shikr. Or Duma maybe know, isha by your wife, the yehi motzim mekabelas gita, since she herself could accept her own get, shliach nani motzim meshavia. Therefore, something you can do, you could make a shliach to do it for you. She could appoint a shliach to accept her get. Whatever, but the svar by never is, the yehi loy mekabel gita. He himself, according to Rabbi Shimon, cannot accept his own get shichrur. If so, maybe shliach nani motzim meshavia. Maybe he should not be able to appoint a shliach. In other words, even though the Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, that somebody else could accept the shtar shichror, so mashma, if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, then avader it's good. It's better off if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, then the Eved appoints him for shliach. Because if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, but since the Chachamim say it's a schus for them to go out, so as the chus, somebody else could accept the get for the Eved. But it's not a shliach. So it's a schus I could do for you. But in the case where the Eved appoints him for shliach, maybe there it's worse. Because since I'm telling you I want you only to be a shliach for me, and if the halacha is the Eved cannot appoint a shliach, so you can't do it. So that's the question, does an Eved have a right to appoint a shliach or not? So Gemara answers no. That boss of the boy, after he asked the question, all the parts he accepted, he answered, lolo misha. Don't forget, that you could. He learns that lolo misha kisha, that yes, just like your wife, by Hilchos Gerushin, she could appoint somebody else to accept a get. The same thing, this Eved Kenani also could appoint somebody else, a shliach, to accept his get. So it comes out, even though the Eved Kenani cannot accept his own shtar shichrur, he could appoint a shliach. So Gemara says, if so, v'yelho diyom rafuna, b'red Rabbi Yeshua, hani kahani kahanin, they'll bring kobonus. They bring a korban for Yisrael. Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash, has a korban to be brought, the kahanin bring it for us. So the Kshala there is, Shluchei d'Rachmona Ninu. There Rav Huna says that a Kayin is called the Shliach of Hashem. It's like the Torah appoints him to be a Shliach. But he's not considered our Shluchim, a Shliach of the Yisrael. Why did he say that for? You're going to tell me, Shluchei d'Dan Ninu, that the Kahanim are like our Shliach, to bring a carbon for us. If so, he says, a Svar that can't be. Because Mi'ika Midi, is there anything? Tiyanan Loi Mitzinan Avdinon. We ourselves cannot do it. V'inu motzi avdi, and how can we point to shliach, let somebody else do it for us? Because there's a svara, something you yourself cannot do, you can't make a shliach. So therefore the kahanim cannot be a shliach for Yisrael, because since the Yisrael himself cannot do it, it's a svara, he can't appoint a shliach. So that the Torah says kahanim can bring kabonis for us, has to mean it's like the Torah appointed him to be the shliach. So Mora says, now what kind of svara is that? V'loi, it can't be. V'avda, bring a proof by Nebuchadnezzar. According to Chomim now, Mishnah, according to Shimon Lozom, the Eved himself does not have the yad to accept his own get. Still, a shliach motzi meshavia. But Avadi, you're telling me now, he could appoint a shliach to accept his get. So you see, something he can't do, still he can make a shliach. So maybe the Kahanim are shliach of Yisrael. So Rosh says, no, there's a big difference. For Lohi, there's a big difference. It's not like this. There's a big difference here. Yisrael, lo shaychi b'teros kabonis klal. A Yisrael has nothing to do with Kabonis. A Yisrael can't bring Kabonis at all. So therefore, since he himself can't do anything, he can't make a Shliach. But Eved and Eved Kenani, Shayach Begitin, he has to do with Kabbalah's Shtar Shichur. His own Yichsor, and he himself can't accept his own. But for somebody else, an Eved could be a Shliach to accept a Shtar Shichur for somebody else's Eved. The Tanya we learned, that Nirin Advorim, it looks to us, sure Eved, that if Shimon owns an Eved Kenani, and Reuven also owns an Eved Kenani, and Reuven wants to free his own Eved Kenani, so Reuven has a right to let the Shimon's Eved be the Shliach to accept the Shtar Shichur for his Eved. So you see that Shimon's Eved is in the parasha of Shtar Shichrur. He can accept the Shtar Shichrur for somebody else. He just can't accept it from his own master for himself. But for somebody else he could do it. It's only he can't accept from his own master, because then it's not called it went out of the master's rishus. But one Eved could accept the Shtar Shichrur for a different Eved, from a different master. So since an Eved Kanani is Beteris, get Shichrur, therefore we say even though he can't do it for himself, from his own master, that's only a side problem, that it didn't leave the master's possession. Therefore he could make a Shliach, and the Shliach could accept it for him. Now the Mishnah says, even according to Chachamim, that the Eved could free himself with his own money, but the money had to come from somebody else. So what's the pshat? Name, let's say, maybe this is the machlokes Mishnah. So Rav Meir says there's no way he never could free himself with his own money. Why? Because Rav Meir sovar ein kinyan li'eved b'lei rabbi. The Eved has no kinyan at all without his master. Whatever the Eved owns belongs to his master. So there's no money for the Eved. The ein kinyan li'isha b'lei bala, who are an isha, doesn't own anything without a husband. Everything goes to a husband. That's Rav Meir shita. Therefore, the kesef has to be somebody else's money and not the Eved's own money. The Eved can't have money by himself. Any money he has automatically belongs to the master. For Rabbanan Sar, the Rabbanan now Mishnah, know that Yesh Kinyan Le'Eved B'lo Rabbi. It's possible for the Eved to own something without the master. And V'Yesh Kinyan Le'Isha B'lo Barlet. It's possible for a wife to own something without a husband. So it's mostly like this. Omar Rabbi says no. But Omar Rashashis. The Kuliyam, everybody about agrees to the Yisoid that Ein Kinyan Le'Eved B'lo Rabbi. Stam and Eved Kanani cannot own anything without his master. He picks up something, he gets a present, it automatically goes straight to the master. And the Ein Kinyan Le'Isha B'lo Bailo. Whatever a wife picks up or gets a present, it also always goes straight back to the husband. So then what's the Machlokes in our Mishnah? For Yochab and Ma'askino, we're talking about over here in our Mishnah, a special case. The Akli Le'Acher with money, somebody else gives $100 to this Eved, but the Omale, he tells the Eved with a condition. Al Menah Shein the Rabbi Rishus Boy. I'm only giving you this money on the condition that your master does not get it. So here's the Machlokes. Rabbi Meir, Sover Meir holds, Ki Omale Kni, as soon as the person says to the Eved, I want to give you this present, I want to give you the money, Kni Eved, the Kni Rabbi. Right away, the Eved gets it, and right away, it goes straight to the master. Even before he made the condition. Therefore, the Chiyomale, when he says the condition of Al-Manas, that I don't want the master to get it, Loi Klum Kome, he didn't say anything, because it was already done. Loi Klum Komele, he doesn't say anything, like it's done, it's too late. For Rabbanan Sar, the Rabbanan Lod, no. Kivun the Yomalei Al-Manas, since this person made a condition now, that I'm only giving you the money, the Eved Al-Manas, on a condition that your master does not get it, Ahani Le Tanai, the Tanai does help. So some Achrenim want to learn the Pshat is, the Shiloh is, now that we say a master gets everything the Eved gets, is it a one-way step or a two-way step? Do we say like Mamish, the master owns the Yad of the Eved? So whatever comes into the Yad of the Eved is automatically like in the master's Rishus. So then Tanoim don't help. But the Chom Mold, no. The Eved really has a type of Rishus, a kinyan for himself. Just whatever he's Zeicherin, whatever belongs to him, automatically has to go back to the master. So therefore, but since it comes to him first, and the person makes a Tanai condition, that has to stay by you, cannot go to the master, so the Chum said that's a good Tanai. For Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer Omar, Kol Kiyai Gavna, the Kuli Amla, Pliga, the Koni, Eva, Koni, Rabbi. He holds no. Even in this case, the Chum also say the master would get it. This type of a Tanai does not help. Just Al-Manas, your Rabbi doesn't get it. Because no, he also holds that the Kinyan direct to the master, so once the Eved gets it, automatically goes straight to the master. So then where's the case that the Chum and the Mishnah say that the Eved could free himself with his own money? The Yehoka B'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, because going the Aknile Achar Mona, somebody else gives him $200, but the Yomale says to him, Al-Manashe Tetzi by the Cheris, I'm giving it to you only with the condition that this money should be used to free yourself with. Here's the Machlekes. Rabbi Neyes, so the Yomale Kini Kniyabah, so you say it's yours, right away the Eved gets it, and right away it's the same Kinyan goes to the Rabbi, the Kini Rabbi. So it doesn't help even this type of a condition.
The Chiyomulay Amanas Loi Klum Komulay. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't help anything. But Rabbonin Sav, the Rabbonin hold Lididei Nami. Hold Loi Komaknila. The Rabbonin hold here is a new svara. This person did not give the present to the Eved. He didn't say you ever could keep it. Doloy Omalay. He only said to him Elo Amanas Shetetz by the Cheres. I'm only giving you this money to be able to use this money to go out free. But otherwise, it's not even yours. So this type of a condition, here, the Chum say, helps. But otherwise, other conditions don't help according to neither of them. But according to the Machoikas Ramei and the Rabbanan, is it possible for an Eved to have his own money or not? So Mar says, now, Ramei and the Rabbanan, I'll have a Spira and Ramei and the Rabbanan. The Tanya will learn like this.